You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Over the next 3 days, I'm going to be sharing a tip each day on how to become less busy and more productive without neglecting yourself or your family. Now, I'm sure you have heard it all before. You know the benefits of being less busy and having fewer commitments on your schedule. You most likely have tried every app out there selling the promise of streamlining your life so it runs like clockwork. Yet you're still busy, you're still exhausted, and you still feel stretched to the point of snapping on the daily. Busyness has long been held up as this marker of success. The assumption being that the busier the person, the more successful they are. But that's not the case. In order to be super effective with the work that you do and also have time for yourself and for your loved ones, you need to ditch busyness and instead opt for productivity. Here is the first tip that you can implement today to create less chaos and more calm in the week ahead. Tip number one is schedule your free time first. Now, I know you're probably saying, what free time is that, Barry? I know. The mere thought of having free time is making your brain do backflips, right? Stay with me. I totally get it. Running your own business, having a career, being a parent, having other commitments, all of these can feel like full-time jobs in and of themselves. And there will always be more to do, which means that there will always be a reason to stay busy, to keep soldiering on, to tick more things off the list. In order to give your best to your customers or clients, to your boss, to your projects, to the people that you love, your kids, your partner, your family, you have to make sure that you aren't just serving them, but also serving yourself. If you're running on empty, you don't have anything to give. Do this now. I want you to decide today what your days off next week are going to be, and then block that time off on your calendar. Make it unavailable to anyone else. Now, this seems like a simple act. It is, but it's the sticking to it that's the tricky part. When you frame your free time as being as important as that client presentation, the meeting with your boss, the parent-teacher conference, you create more balance in your life. Scheduling and honoring your free time is an act of love, not just to yourself, but to everyone else in your life. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.